This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jonathan Schanzer. He's the Vice President for Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's also the author of the brand new book, Hamas vs. Fatah, The Struggle for Palestine. The book has just been released and coincides perfectly, actually, with the planned Middle Eastern summit scheduled for this Wednesday and Thursday here in the nation's capital among the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as some other regional players. And Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, the title of your book kind of presents one of the big key conundrums that need to be resolved at either this summit or perhaps somewhere else down the road in the short term here, and that's the fact that the Palestinians are very fractured right now, with Hamas controlling Gaza and Fatah in control of the West Bank. And of course, Hamas is not part of this set of talks and probably won't be for some time, if ever. So with a fractured Palestinian people, how do you negotiate a peace?
Well, that's exactly the question that I pose, and this is a war that's been going on since June of 2007, so it's been 3 years and a few months now that this has been going on. It has not really been noted extensively in the media, definitely not being talked about on the university campuses, and it is certainly not being talked about in the halls of the State Department or in the National Security Council. So this is something that essentially decision makers have been ignoring now for the better part of 3 years, and after the announcement that these talks were going to be held, all of a sudden stories began to come out of the woodwork about the disagreements that continue to exist between these two Palestinian factions. And I should add that it's not just disagreements. I mean, they are actively at war with one another. In the West Bank, Fatah is actively rounding up Hamas members, and in the Gaza Strip, Hamas members are actively rounding up Fatah members. So this is very much a physical war as much as a political one.
It wasn't that long ago, Jonathan, that Yasser Arafat, who of course was head of the Fatah movement, was considered public enemy number one as far as the Israelis were concerned. They were seen as the radicals. Now they've kind of morphed into the more moderate faction or option for the U.S. to negotiate with, along with the Israelis over there. So what are the fundamental disagreements between these two sides of the Palestinian question?
Well, ironically, there really isn't that much that separates them. If you look at the charter of the Fatah faction, it basically says that it calls for the destruction of the State of Israel. Then you go to the charter of the Hamas faction, and it says that it also seeks the destruction of the State of Israel. The difference primarily is that Fatah has at least agreed in principle to negotiate with the Israelis. They see the possibility of peace as something that they can at least talk about, whereas Hamas rejects it outright. But ultimately, the big difference is, at least on the Palestinian political spectrum, is they really just disagree on who should control these territories. This is a very Machiavellian struggle for what they see as a state. And you have to remember that states don't come around very often these days. So they see this as the grand prize, and they are very much fighting for control of it.
Any sense on where the momentum is among the Palestinian people? They've elected Abbas, who's with Fatah, as president. They elected a Hamas-dominated Palestinian parliament. So is it pretty much split, or is there a definite momentum here?
Well, I would say that the majority, there was a free and fair election that took place in 2006. It was probably the freest and fairest to ever take place in the Middle East, and Hamas won by a landslide. This seems to indicate that the Palestinian people really lean more towards Hamas and their rejectionist ideology as opposed to the Fatah faction. If you look at Abbas, I mean, he has gone well past his allotted time as president. He's actually 2 years beyond it at this point. He is an unelected leader. And the prime minister of the Palestinians, Salam Fayyad, when those elections took place again in 2006, he won only 2% of the vote, but was installed as prime minister. So you're looking at two Palestinian leaders who are coming to Washington with almost zero mandate. And you've got Hamas that's considered largely the challenger from the outside, but they probably realistically represent the Palestinians in a much more sort of real way.
Zero mandate, virtually, is what you just said, Jonathan. And some people say the chances for any meaningful breakthrough are basically zero, given that Fatah can't speak for the people that control Gaza, which is Hamas, and Israel's unlikely to give a whole lot of ground here anyway. So what can we reasonably expect this week?
I think you can expect this week both sides going through the motions and paying lip service to, for the need for peace. You'll see the Palestinians saying that the Israelis need to stop all settlement activity. You'll see the Israelis saying that they don't want to see any more incitement coming out of the Palestinian territories. It will be highly unlikely to see anybody talk about this Palestinian internecine conflict. But the bottom line is that the biggest problem facing these negotiations right now is a lack of a credible interlocutor on the Palestinian side. In other words, we have such huge discrepancies among the political leadership on the Palestinian side that no matter what agreement is struck, if they even get that far, it will be something that Palestinians will not agree on universally and ultimately undermine the goals here, which is to put an end to the conflict once and for all. And that means that an agreement would have to speak for all of the Palestinian people. And I think at best you're going to have something that speaks for, let's say, 40% of the Palestinians, which in my opinion is certainly not enough.
Jonathan, last question before we let you go here. I believe it was last week, maybe a little bit earlier than that I spoke with one of your colleagues at Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Dr. Waleed Faris, and he thought this conference, while it will obviously talk about Middle East settlement potentially issues, mainly it was an effort by the Obama administration to try and get some of the more quote-unquote moderate Arab actors like Jordan, like Egypt, who will also be represented, as well as Fatah, to congregate against the idea of a nuclear Iran. Do you see that game plan here as well?
Well, that's part of the Obama administration's strategy. They call it linkage. In other words, they see that there is a link between the persistence of the Palestinian-Israeli problem and the threat from Iran. And the logic goes that if you can solve this conflict and finally put it to rest, then that would be one less issue that the Iranians could raise as the reason for its rogue behavior or its insistence upon developing a nuclear weapon. My feeling is that if you look at the history and you look at the progress that was made, for example, during the 1990s, during the Clinton years, when the peace process was at its heyday and the most progress was being made, you saw a real rise in radicalism, and you did not see an abatement on the part of the radicals with inside Iran. You saw a rise in the Al-Qaeda organization. In other words, I don't believe that solving this conflict would necessarily alleviate any of the sort of arguments that the radicals have had in the region, Iran or otherwise.
Jonathan, obviously, as history has shown, a very difficult issue to even address, much less solve. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Jonathan Shanzer is Vice President for Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. His brand new book is Hamas versus Fatah, The Struggle for Palestine. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.